to call the meeting to order. We have some special guests tonight from primary who are going to come up and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. So, if they could just come over here. They could stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good job.
So, we wanted to try to start a new tradition, bring in some, right? Always entertaining. It's always cute when they start all of a sudden. But we want to thank you guys for coming out and doing this. It's always fun. So we got you little gifts we wanted to give you. It was a water bottle and a little notepad. And you can journal about this whole experience. So they're going to hand that to you. So head over there and the board members will give it to you. Thank you very much.
And that was Mrs. Smith's class, right? Yes. Good job.
All right. Thank you. All right. Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Birch?
Present.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Present. Item two is our board report. Can you pass that over? Okay. This is the time in the board meeting where we kind of give an update of what's going on in all of our buildings. So I'm going to start out and talk about the preschool. The preschool and kindergarten classes will participate in an 8-week social emotional lessons beginning the week of February 13th. So it started today. Red Oak Behavioral Health is one of the community partners that works with the preschool and kindergarten students throughout the school year. The 8-week lessons are supported through grant funding. Lessons will include topics such as skills for learning, empathy, emotion management, friendship skills with problem solving. The preschool teachers and Mr. Morris will be presenting at Grace Church on Friday, February 17th. They will be the guest speakers at the Moms of Preschool Students, MOPS, parent organization, which is another community partner for our developmental preschool program. The main topic is fostering independence in your preschool student, incorporating the following points: what independence, self-help, and adaptive skills, what we look for in terms of adaptive self-help skills in our preschool assessments, benefits to instilling independence in young children, and ways to instill independence in young children, age-appropriate chores for young children.
All right, I am going to give the update for Norton Elementary. NES will be hosting a third grade literacy night, Building a Love of Reading, on Wednesday, February 15th from 6:30 to 8. Third graders and their families are encouraged to join staff, administrators, guest readers from our community, and PAC and Norton High School volunteers for this fun and educational event. We will celebrate reading and writing through fun activities, games, crafts, snacks, take-home activities, and parent info session. Each third grader will be provided with a book courtesy of the generous donation of Norton Women's Club. We look forward to volumes of fun with our third grade families. March 9th is the final scheduled conference night from 4 to 7 p.m. Please reach out to your child's teacher to schedule a conference. As a reminder, parents are welcome to schedule a conference at any time throughout the year by contacting the teacher or principals. Moving on to Norton Middle School. Norton Middle School just finished their See Something, Say Something week with lessons and spirit days for students. NMS will be holding a dance on Friday, February 17th, sponsored by the Student Council. Norton Middle School wrestling team won the MAC championship on Saturday and had one wrestler qualify for the state tournament. High school guidance counselors visited 8th grade language arts classes to schedule 8th graders for the 2023-2024 school year. 6th grade is continuing to battle of the brains to help prepare students for state testing in April. Norton Middle School Drama Department is putting on their winter performance on Friday, February 17th at the Norton High School Auditorium. And 5th grade students will be partaking in family living the week of this week.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
Cut off.
Okay. And finally, for the high school, February 28th is ACT testing day. All juniors will take a free ACT exam that day, which is the courtesy of the state of Ohio. On February 13th and 14th, all sophomores will be trained in CPR and the use of an AED. This will be done in collaboration with the Norton Fire Department, and students will receive real hands-on training. This past Thursday, February 9th, we inducted a large group into our National Honor Society. The students went through the rigorous process of being inducted and are now part of a select group of students nationwide. Special thanks to Hallie Ball and Jackie Mohassinia for advising these students. And then on February 23rd, a large group of Norton students will also be inducted into the National Technical Honor Society based on their success within their compact program. The ceremony will take place this year at Wadsworth High School, and this year we have the largest number of Norton students being inducted in 20 years. And lastly, my public service announcement is to remember that tomorrow is Valentine's Day. So, now we're moving on to item 3, Treasurer Reports.
Well, you took mine with the Valentine's Day.
Oh, sorry.
I guess I'll just go with something that's just so exciting. Just wanted to update. We've talked about the safety grants ad nauseum a lot. We have finished our installation of new security cameras throughout the district, and the servers are all updated. So that's one more step towards our safety grant that we're moving forward with.
Thank you. Item 4, Superintendent's Report.
So I have the fashion show on here, and I think being new to Norton, it's kind of an interesting experience. When you come to someplace new, everybody's got their own little flavor, and something that they do is unique to them. And the program that they've got going on at the high school with that fashion show that Mrs. Thornberry and Ms. Levac kind of put on and started from infancy, correct, Mr. Shaner? I mean, you had 60% participants out there on the stage, whether they're designing or modeling, and to see kind of that individuality there, that creative nature those kids could do. And I think probably the most amazing thing was probably the support they got from all of their peers. The student body was sitting out there, they were cheering for every kid like it was their best friend in the whole world. And it's just really a nice thing that Norton has. And I want to talk about it because everybody's got a unique quality, and that's a really unique, cool thing that we do here in Norton. So I was very excited to be part of it. It's inspiring. So I just wanted to make sure I kind of pointed that out tonight. So Ryan, thanks for doing that. I think it's a great thing that they do. So please pass on my thanks to everybody that had a part. It's awesome.
Okay, now we'll move on to item 5, student recognition.
So we will start, we'll go smallest to biggest. So why don't we start off with Mr. Morris, who can talk about his student of the month.
So this evening I have two lovely ladies I'd like to introduce to you guys. This is Geneva Price, also known as Evie, and Amanda Smith, her kindergarten teacher. You know, the beginning of the school year, you know, there's always that nervousness and maybe uncertainty of what's about to happen. And Evie may have displayed some of those things at the beginning of the year, but she has not missed a beat. She has really grown into her kindergarten mold and ready to go on to first grade. We are super blessed and just anxious to see what she's going to get accomplished, and just an amazing young lady. So, you know, I can say if I were to like hand off my keys, this could possibly be my assistant principal if needed. But I can tell you, there's not a thing that she couldn't handle. She's very thoughtful. She's a processor. She's a thinker. She's a great young lady. So I'm gonna turn the floor over to Mrs. Smith and let her share some wonderful things.
Yeah, that was so nice. I know I'm going to kind of reflect on some of those things too, because I know when I first met Evie that first day, I knew that she was somebody special. She had a smile that just stole my heart. Show them that smile that you had. And I knew that she was going to just be somebody that really had my heart. She is so kind. She is so positive and friendly to everyone that she meets. But what stands out to me the most is what Mr. Morris kind of alluded to, was her perseverance. Because coming to school for the very first time ever, can be scary. Yeah, it can be. But she put that brave face on every day, and she worked through the worries like a champ. And just to see her persevere and never give up every day was something that I really admire about her. And that also shows through with her schoolwork too. Just today, actually, she brought in her last list of kindergarten sight words, and they have to know those by May. But she told me, I'm going to know them before May. And she did. She brought them in today, and we hung her picture up on the wall that she knows them all. And then she said, and by the way, I can now count to 100 all by myself without your help. So I said, let's go, girl. So she did it, and she made it. So she earned that 100 count certificate today, too. But that's what she does. She's determined, she sets those goals, and she meets the challenge. And that's what we love about her. And all, and some of her friends are here today, and I know that they're here to support you because they love you so much, and you're such a good friend to them. Evie just has this special quality about her that she just knows what her friends need, whether it's just a hug or some words of encouragement, help, or just to play with. She is there for them and has their backs, and they know that about her. And plus, she's a lot of fun. She is one of the first people up for a dance party out of her seat, so I love that about her. And the other teachers comment on her spunk that she has, that's mixed with that compassionate nature she has. She's just really a true gem to have in the classroom. And I just wanted to mention, we talk a lot about love and friendship this time of year. So I always ask the kids, like, what's a friend to you? What is love to you? And so Evie had said that love to me is something that makes me happy, and it's something that makes me grateful. And I just thought, wow, that's just so simply said and so true, because that is what love is. It makes us happy and grateful. And that's what you are to us, Evie. We are so happy and grateful to know somebody like you. And we're just so proud of you. So congratulations.
This is our friend, student of the month, fourth grade, Alina. There you go. It looks like this year. Right? It's you don't say a whole lot. So, before I share with our teachers here, with Mrs. Coons, Mrs. Floor, Mrs. Canis, for fourth grade teachers, you and I have not had a lot of interaction or conversation, but I'd say you always give me a smile in the hallway that happens all the time. And that's important, because if I'm having a stressful day, there's something about that smile that you flash that just says everything's going to be okay. You know, so when I'm in the cafeteria or in the hallway, yeah, we're good. So, Ms. Coons, Ms. Floor, Ms. Canis, please.
So we had put a poem together for Alina, because she just is so special to each and all of us here. So, here we go. Alina, Alina, what can we say? A true PACS leader in every way.
A shiny bright smile when she walks through the door. She comes prepared, ready to learn, and offers much more.
Self-discipline, caring, and a good friend. A rule follower, hardworking until the end.
Add, subtract, multiply, and divide. Fractions, rocket math. All done with pride.
Race. Prove it. Hotline in sight. Striving for ELA excellence day and night.
Science, Ohio history, timelines to create, notebooks and projects, they're all up to date.
When school is over and her homework is done, she actively competes in Girls on the Run. Alina enjoys sketching nature, being playful, and much more. She's a complete ray of sunshine that we all adore.
We do.
Mr. Dobbins, come on down.
So I brought Mrs. Mears with me. She's going to talk a little bit about C.J. Watson. Probably the quietest person in the middle school. So I was, when I heard that he was nominated for Student of the Month, I was very pleased. But I do, before we start with CJ, there was one other name in the room that was nominated Madison, and from the same family, was also nominated. So I thought, wow, what a good family when both students were nominated for Student of the Month. So with that, Mrs. Mears.
I've been thinking about what to say about CJ, but it is hard because he's so quiet. But he's the kind of kid that makes me excited to come to work. He comes to work and does his job every day. It doesn't matter what I ask him, and there's never an argument. He has all his stuff, he's ready to go. My favorite thing about CJ is when we do math problems, when we put him on the board, kids are like, oh, that's wrong. And it's like a big argument about who's right. CJ is like, I disagree with number two. And you're like, okay, well, why? And he thinks about what he has done before he's trying to prove somebody else wrong. I just love how he takes it upon himself. He's introspective, and he usually finds either their mistake or his mistake, but he's willing to admit that maybe he got the wrong answer. And it's just so, I love to see it. He's such a model student for just getting things done, being here, working hard. He just does his job every day. And he always knows all of the Marvel facts. So if I'm ever confused about what movie is coming out or the new release date, CJ is the man to go to. So he's some entertainment as well. Great job, CJ.
Mr. Shader.
Definitely littlest to biggest, that's for sure. Michael, Matthew, come on up, please. So I have for this year, this is Matthew Blankenship. He's a senior at Norton High School, and he is our February Student of the Month. And this is Michael Weirley, and he is our Compact Student of the Month for the month of February. I'll go ahead and start with Matthew here. And so Matthew is involved in just about every form of the band imaginable. Help me here. It's concert band, jazz band, Matrix.
Yep.
What did I forget?
There's marching band.
Yeah. Don't bury the lead there, Ryan. So yeah, the marching band. Of course, he's section leader. He has all kind of leadership roles in there. And I know Mr. Cherry had a lot to say about you here. I'm going to get to that in a second. He's a member of National Honor Society, and in the future, you plan on going to the University of Akron and, of course, majoring in mechanical engineering.
Yep.
And so I always, with all of our students, by the time they graduate, once I've seen them for 4 years, I always have like these little anecdotes that I just remember them by, right? So Matthew is like one of the nicest young men you will ever meet. And I don't know why this sticks out. I don't know if you remember this. Probably not. But last year, you're walking into prom. You know, they're up there in Cosby. You're walking into prom. And I go, you know, hey, Matt. And he's like, good morning. And I go, did you just say good morning? He goes, I did. And he just kept walking. It was almost like he was like too polite to even correct himself in the moment. And I don't know why. Like every time I see him and I see that smile, I just think of him and that little interaction. And obviously, as someone who works with young people all the time, I have a million of those with our kids. And that's just one that I remember with Matthew. But I wanted to read from Mr. Chair. So he was the one that nominated you, and he had a lot of nice things to say. I think this is wonderful what he says. He says, Matthew Blankenship, full of smiles, resonating his willingness to contribute to the betterment of the band program in whatever manner possible. He has been an awe-inspiring soloist on saxophone. During the fall, standing on stage for the marching band production, he was heard by thousands. To just a few weeks ago at OMEA contest, he prepared a Class A difficult solo, earning the highest rating and a reaction from the judge one can only aspire for, complete silence. The judge just sat back and enjoyed it. Job well done, Matt. You are an absolute pleasure to work with. You have earned every accolade you receive with hard work and unquestionable character. Congratulations. And you guys were Kent?
Akron.
You're Akron, and so you guys were learning from some of the professors there, getting like, so you just came from there. Mr. Cheer is still there, which is why he was not able to be here with us tonight. He's still working, right?
Yeah.
You guys work him into the ground. So congratulations, Matthew. Let me, give you the right one here. So congratulations there. Stay up here with us just a second. And then we have Mr. Michael Weirley. So Michael, look, another guy with a great smile. So Michael is in the Programming, Design, and Technology program over at Wadsworth. He goes there every afternoon. And he is a young man who, just having him around the building, he's a kid you can always rely on. You are in and around the office all the time, but for good reasons, right? And so he's also a member of the Academic Challenge Team, which you're You're a senior, of course, but it's a very young team that you have led through and have done an outstanding job. They've had a lot of success. And you guys are facing the staff in about a week.
Yeah, you're definitely going down.
Oh, yeah. So that's going to be in a couple of weeks. We're going to go ahead. So anyway, I just want to say congratulations to Michael because as we want from all of our compact programs, they plan on doing this and continuing this into the future. And so Michael plans on going to Kent State University, majoring in computer science and then minoring in software development. So we certainly wish him all the luck with that. So congratulations and thank you for being such a great representative of Compact and Norton High School. And thank you as well, Matthew, for your character as well. So there you go, Michael.
Congratulations to all of our students of the month. Now, if we could have all of them come back over here for a photo, and then don't forget to take your yard sign on your way out. We'll take a short break. Thank you. All right, item 6, do we have any public participation? Okay. Item 7, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 8, can I have a motion to approve letter A, the Ohio Schools Council Governance Policy Change Resolution Attachment A? I'm guessing. Attachment A, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Under letter B, can I have a motion to approve the endorsement of the following booster clubs? Number 1, Panther Parent Athletic Booster Club. Number 2, Norton Music Boosters Association. And number 3, Parent Advisory Committee.
So moved.
Second talk.
Any discussion?
So these organizations that we put on there, we've had meetings with all of these organizations. Mrs. Hagenbush and I have met with them. So the reason we put them on there is we're recognized as these are the three booster organizations that our school district works with. We always hear the horror stories that somebody knocked on a door and says, I'm raising money for this or that. These are our organizations that we're comfortable with working. They support our students wholeheartedly. Doesn't mean that the community ones that are going on are bad. These are just the ones that we work with from a school standpoint. So we're excited to recognize them, excited about the things they're doing for our students. So we want to take time tonight to recognize their work. So thank you.
Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Letter C is the committee assignments for the board. Each board member is a chair for all of the five committees, and then each committee consists of two board members. So that is listed under letter C. All right, item 9, can I have a motion to approve minutes, letters A through C?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Item 10, can I have motion to approve treasurer's recommendations, letters A through D?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under superintendent's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letter A, items 1 through 3?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion?
I just want to point out a couple names on here, Logan and Brad. Logan was actually a graduate of Norton. He went through the mechanics program and the compact as a Wadsworth student, so he graduated from them. So we now have two Norton grads that have completed the compact program that have come back to work for us, so we're very excited, and we're glad to have Brad joining the team and helping out down at NES.
Nice. Okay. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter B, can I have a motion to approve personnel retirement, resignation, leave, termination, items 1 and 2?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I just want to recognize Chuck Fowler on there. I know that Travis is going to miss him. He does a lot of work for him, not just as an art teacher, but other things throughout the building. So thank you to Chuck for his 24 years. Best of luck in retirement, and we wish you well, and there are going to be some tough shoes to fill.
Absolutely.
For sure. You know, and I just want to say, too, I mean, all three of my girls had him for art, and he's just one of those teachers that teaches art but also gets the kids engaged and just, I mean, just a really good teacher, and they really enjoyed him. So, yeah, I would agree, big shoes to fill. So, call the roll, please.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under letter C, can I have a motion to approve personnel certified substitute pending background check and permit items 1 through 4?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Can I have a motion to approve letter D, approve the supplemental positions for the 2023-2024 school year pending background check and permit check? All positions are subject to adequate participation, items 1 and 2.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve letters E through U?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I just want to say about the people that we don't recognize, the people that donate often enough, and Andre and Katarina Sudicki, I actually know them, they go to my church, and their son passed away, so they wanted to donate all, he was handicapped, so they wanted to donate all his equipment. Jenny Battlemente, she's a graduate from Norton, and the Wadsworth Senior Sewing Club, and Kim and Paul Howe, which was a very nice donation, and Women's Club, because they donated the book, so.
Yeah, thank you. Very nice.
I do want to talk about O, if I could, real.
Sure.
Letter O on there is about the Ohio Facilities Construction Commission, that's the OFCC. You hear that sometimes, it's talked about. We are entering into an agreement with them. It's called an ELP agreement. Basically what that is we are getting into agreement with them so it will allow us to get a better idea of what's going on in our community as far as future school enrollment, population increases, that kind of stuff. So what we are going to do through this agreement, and you'll see it on the form, they make you pick a day of a potential ballot issue. You have to pick it in a reasonable frame so they'll come out and do this. So people might see it out there. We pick the date of November 24th. That's what they recommended. You can get in line and get out of line at any time you want. You are not tied into anything and you have to do a levy on that day. It doesn't exist like that. But to get us the information we need to better plan for the future, we wanted to enter into this agreement. So what they will do, I'll give you a great example. Barberton Brookside, I will always call it Barberton Brookside. I've lost enough golf balls over there to call it that. With all of those homes going in there, we need to get an idea of what our student enrollment and population is going to be over the next couple of years so we can figure out the best way to handle those incoming students. It could change our numbers drastically or not at all. And the OFCC through the ELP program does an amazing job of predicting that. I think the last time we did this was 2012, and they projected out 10 years, and I think they were only off 5 kids from where we are right now. So it's a pretty good guesstimation of what we're going to be dealing with, and it allows us to plan for the future. So this is a good agreement to get into. It allows us, we get in line for some money, but we can step out anytime we want if it doesn't work for us. So sometimes people see that stuff and think, oh my gosh, you're going to do a levy. That's not what it is. We just want the process to get started so we can get the benefit of this program that they do. So I want to make sure we talked about that.
No, and I'm glad that you did. I think it would be foolish for this board to not engage in that and not, you know, make plans, whether it's 5, 10, 15 years out for this district and for this community, because we don't know what's coming with any other developments mm-hmm. in the community. So like you said, it's something that we did in 2012, and they were pretty spot on as to what our facility should look like for the high school. So again, like you said, doesn't mean that we're building or that we're going for a levy. It just means that we're planning and we're looking toward the future. So any other discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webbel?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 12, executive session, can I have a motion to go into executive session to discuss employment of personnel, to discuss the purchase and sale of property?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webbel?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Thank you all for coming.